art museums around the world have used superstar architects to elevate their collections by building something eye-catching. But in Japan, one art museum places its architect on an equal footing as its exhibits. The Chichu Art Museum on the island of Naoshima is unusual in many ways. Chichu means underground, and the entire building is dug into the hillside with abstractly shaped openings that allow natural light into the galleries below. It's almost anti-architecture, having no outward form. It houses only a minimal collection by Monet, James Turrell and Walter de Maria, but the building by Tadao Ando is itself held up as an artwork too. Ando has captured world attention with his crisp minimalist style in the tradition of Japanese fashion designers like Isimayaki. His material, though, is raw concrete. If that sounds a touch brutal, you're right. Chichu has a bunker quality that puts your senses on alert, being both claustrophobic and teasing. The entrance is reached along a wooded pathway prettily planted with drifts of flowers in a nod to Monet's garden at Giverny. But within Chichu, five of Monet's huge water lilies canvases, painted from life at that garden in Giverny, are given the sombre reverence of a temple softly lit only by natural light. It wouldn't feel wrong to bow. Walter de Maria has a vast staircase dominated by a huge polished granite ball, intensely rich against raw concrete walls that are dotted with clusters of gold-leafed sculptures, giving the space a surreal touch of Beauty and the Beast. A courtyard designed by James Turrell invites the visitor to sit and gaze up at a square of open sky that is ever-changing and always beautiful. Even the gallery assistants stand silently, more like art acolytes than guards. It feels like slipping into a future where only a very few precious artworks still exist. While this playfulness is intellectual and arch, the building is also reminiscent of Daniel Libeskind's haunting Jewish Museum in Berlin. The way blank concrete corridors lead you onward and sometimes downward, where walls slope, scale changes, darkness enfolds you, and courtyards are left bleakly monochromatic. The building is not about simply providing a setting, but becoming an active and immersive experience in itself. Ando's work is peppered throughout Naoshima, which has become a magnet for art lovers, but nothing else is quite so powerful as Chichu. As I left its dense atmosphere, I could see through the trees a glorious sunset burnishing the inland sea. Others stopped too to marvel at the flare of colours and the glory of nature. It felt like a moment of relief, away from the relentless hush of the curated art. And I couldn't help feeling that this was what Ando intended, the balance of the man-made and the natural, together creating an artistic experience par excellence.